Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on your overnights on 720 WGN. And our regular features for Friday morning have begun. It's time for You Big Dummy. And these are the dummy winners, the winning dummies from which month, Dan, are we doing here?
It is the third quarter, so we are talking about September, August, and July.
Okay. July, August, and September. So these are the dummy winners, and then we're voting to see who is going to be the biggest dummy of 2017. There we go. Dummy number one. This story was sent to us by several people, including Hawk of May, Peter in Decatur, Robert in Sanford. Jacksonville man who accidentally shot himself in the penis when he sat on his gun was rushed to a hospital. According to reports, the 38-year-old man climbed into his Nissan Altima and sat on his gun, which accidentally went off. He immediately rushed to his girlfriend's house and went straight to the bathroom. She followed him, saw the wound to his penis, and took him to the hospital where he underwent surgery. It's possible the man could face charges for possessing a firearm, as he was previously convicted of drug possession and not legally allowed to own a gun.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Was that the first place that you would go to? Would you go to your girlfriend's house if you shot yourself, if you shot your penis? Is that the first? I mean, really? Dummy number two. This story was sent to us by Steve in Wisconsin. Thank you, Steve in Wisconsin. A man tried to burn off his soiled underwear at a Walgreens, set off the fire sprinklers, causing an evacuation. I remember this one. According to police reports, the man, 45, had soiled himself and went into the bathroom. After being unable to remove his underwear, he decided to burn them off with a lighter. The man then threw the burning underwear into the toilet, which quickly extinguished the fire. However, smoke filled the bathroom, prompting an evacuation of the store. As he was leaving the store, the man admitted to several employees that he had started the fire. Police tracked him down a few blocks away. Upon running his name, they discovered that the man had two outstanding warrants in Sacramento and was arrested. They did not add a charge of arson to the previous charges.
Dummy number three.
Police are searching for a robber whose arms were so full of stolen goods he nearly couldn't open the door to escape. According to reports, the robber approached the clerk and demanded money. However, after getting all the cash from the register and rolls of scratch-off lotto tickets, the bandit's hands were so full that he kept dropping his loot. He fumbled at the doorway of the market, but eventually managed to get the door open. Surveillance video showed the robber sprinting away from the store, several lottery tickets streaming from behind him as he ran. Anonymous tips can be made to the Broward Crime Stoppers.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me, and the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four. A man who was found lying on 70 crack cocaine rocks said he made his money by playing the lottery. Dwayne Fennell, 34, said the lottery was the source of the $9,119 investigators found in his home. When police executed a search warrant on the address, Fennell ran. Investigators said he dropped down behind a dog kennel. When a detective reached him, he was lying on about 70 crack cocaine rocks strewn out across the ground and into the vacant lot next door, the affidavit said. Fennell then argued that crack cocaine wasn't in his yard, and he said he wasn't laying on top of it.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five dummies. Dummy number five. When executing a search warrant, police discovered a person writing a to-do list of the crimes he was planning on doing. Police obtained the warrant after evidence found the man was filing false unemployment claims for multiple people and keeping the money. When cops went into his home with a search warrant, they found him in his bedroom listening to music and writing a to-do list on a legal pad. The list included buying credit card numbers, security codes, and multiple phones. The man was sentenced to 4.5 years in jail.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
A to-do list of things he's going to steal. Oh, man, I love that one. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. A gas grill being hauled in an SUV exploded when a passenger lit a cigarette, Orlando police said. Authorities said a driver and a passenger were driving a Kia Sorento with a barbecue grill inside. Police said the grill was turned on and the propane tank was open and connected. The passenger in the front seat lit a cigarette, and that's when the explosion happened. The driver and the passenger were taken to area hospital with non-threatening injuries and burns, and the vehicle was severely damaged.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. The story was sent to us by JD in South Bend. Thank you, JD in South Bend. Stealing a car wasn't about to stop one man from seeing Monday's total solar eclipse. Police said the man, 22, stole a vehicle and was being pursued by the authorities when he parked at the Harbor Freight in Kissimmee. Deputies said the man bought a welder's mask with blue flames on it from the store and used it to view the eclipse as he stood in the parking lot next to the stolen car. That's when the deputies made the arrest. A spokesperson said, quote, he was so absorbed looking at the eclipse, he had no idea he was being tracked or that the officers were going to walk up and make the arrest. It was an easy textbook arrest, and they got their man. The man is charged with third-degree grand theft. If convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison, which would get him out in time for the next eclipse in 2024.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I totally forgot about that. Didn't we, hey Dan, the week of the eclipse, didn't we have a few dummies that were eclipse related?
Yeah, there was another one that you know what? The funny thing about this one was somebody called in later and told us that the welder's helmet that he stole would not have protected his eyes.
Right.
So not only was he a dummy who got arrested,
right,
but he might have blinded himself.
He might have blinded himself. That's right. All right. We got a break here. We got more dummies to get through. We are climbing our way to the top of the mountain of dumb. And we will crown ourselves the dummy of the year, the biggest dummy of 2017. And our finalists will continue, and we shall vote coming up in just a little bit. But we have to break now. We've got weather. We've got traffic. ¶¶ Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. More finalists vying for Dummy of the Year. So let's continue, and then we will vote. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. A man who was allegedly trying to smuggle drugs into a jail via his prosthetic leg has been arrested. William Conley, 53, was subject to routine search as part of a visit to an inmate in the Marion County Jail. Detention deputies ordered Conley to remove his fake leg, but he was hesitant and asked if it was necessary, officials said. Conley then complied, and deputies found a syringe inside his prosthetic leg. Conley said he used the syringe to inject chickens with vitamins. But field tests proved positive for heroin, according to authorities. He was arrested and the syringe was placed into evidence. Yeah, the excuse was the reason why he won, right? He was injecting chickens with vitamins.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number nine. Dummy number nine. This was sent to us by our listener, George. Thank you, George. A man who tried to evade police by jumping into a cove and swimming away was eventually caught and arrested. The incident began around 4:30 p.m. when officers attempted to pull over the man. The man refused to yield as officers gave pursuit, and he ran into a car as he attempted to flee. After the crash, the man jumped into the waters off of China Basin and swam away from pursuing officers. At one point, he climbed up the pilings of an old pier and poked his head up through a manhole cover. At another point, a sea shark was seen swimming nearby. Police boats and jet skis from the fire department eventually surrounded the swimmer, and he was captured. I love the fact that the fire department has jet skis. That makes me very happy for some reason. Dummy number 10. Dummy number 10. 10 dummies. Dummy number 10. If you want to see this picture, it's available on our Facebook page. You can see the picture associated with this dummy right now at facebook.com/NickDShow. A Vermont police department is asking for help identifying a suspect who wore a panda suit to steal an air rifle. Williston police say the costumed suspect walked into the Dick's Sporting Goods on Monday, picked up an airsoft rifle, and ran out of the store without paying for it. Police responded, but they were unable to locate the suspect. Store employees told the police the suspect had been in the store earlier Monday without the panda outfit and looked at the same rifle but left without buying it. He told employees he'd be back to buy it. You got to see the picture, by the way. Isn't it, Dan, it's a panda costume without a head, right?
It shows his face. Panda costume, the head is clear so he can look out.
That's right.
Get lost, dummy.
Dummy number 11, dummy number 11, 11. A man had been ticketed after riding his motorcycle while wearing a panda suit. A concerned driver called 911 to report the motorcyclist whose vision appeared to be obstructed by a panda suit as they wove through traffic. The biker was eventually stopped by police and cited for reckless driving. The panda head was confiscated. Spokesman said Halloween's not more than a month. And even if it was Halloween today, it wouldn't be okay or legal, in case you were wondering. By the way, the panda head was confiscated.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Oh, man. Dummy number 12, dummy number 12, dummy number 12. And the video for this dummy is available on our Facebook page, so check out the video, facebook.com/NickDShow. Two men attempting to move a couch from a fourth-floor apartment attempted to drop it from a balcony with disastrous results. The video shows two men carrying a couch from a fourth-story apartment to the residency's balcony. The men appear to be preparing to drop the couch into the back of a truck waiting below, but the sofa's fall does not go as planned. Couch bounces off a lower balcony, it flips onto the roof of the truck's cab, caving in the ceiling and shattering the windshield. And the video, by the way, is fantastic. So check it out on our Facebook page.
So to the dummy with the black mustache.
All right. Time to vote. I forgot that we had two panda things in two weeks. 2 weeks in a row, pandas.
And there was a third, but it wasn't the best story that third week.
Then so it involved a panda suit?
I don't know if it was a panda suit or somebody in just a suit, but it was something like that.
All right, boy. But just to reassure everybody, the panda head has been confiscated. That might be my favorite line of any story from last year. All right, here we go. A recap. We got the dummy who sat on his gun and shot himself in his penis. We got the dummy who tried to burn off his underwear in a Walgreens and set off the sparklers. Sprinklers. We got the dummy who had so much stolen stuff in his hands he couldn't open the door to escape. We got the dummy found laying on crack rocks behind a dog kennel and said the cash was from his winning the lottery. The dummy who was caught writing a to-do list of the crimes he was going to commit. Man, these are good. These are good. The dummies who lit a cigarette while transporting a gas grill with a propane tank attached. The dummy who stole the car, then stopped to see the eclipse. The dummy who tried to smuggle drugs into jail via his prosthetic leg, saying that he was injecting chickens with vitamins. The dummy who tried to run away from the cops by jumping into a nearby cove and had to be rescued. The dummy who stole an air rifle while wearing a panda costume, and the dummy who was riding a motorcycle in a panda costume, the dummies who tried to drop a couch from a fourth floor into the back of the truck and crushing the cab. All right, boy, oh boy, this is good. This is when it gets tough. Dan, what are you thinking?
I will go Eclipse Dummy.
Eclipse Dummy. Okay.
Eclipse Dummy.
Okay, Eclipse Dummy. Esmeralda, who are you going to vote for?
I am going with prosthetic leg.
You're going with prosthetic leg?
Yes.
Okay. I got to agree with Dan. I'm going to go with Eclipse Dummy. It's timely, and the fact that he put a welding mask on that didn't protect his eyes, although there are a lot of good dummies here, and I have a soft spot in my heart for the panda, because the panda head has been confiscated. Okay, so our next finalist is the dummy. He moves on. So, okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we've got Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday will kick off. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, that's right. It's that time of week every Friday. We do Straight Out of Context. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran has your morning drive for a Friday at 6. 312-981-7200. Talk, text, and Fly Jam Friday requests. 312-981-7200. All right, time for Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we thank you all for your participation. All right, Dan, shall we?
We shall begin with Kelly. She heard this one of Dean Richards.
That's how I crack my walnuts.
What's the obsession with nuts on the Dean Richards program? Okay.
Never Ready submitted this one of Esmeralda.
They're always going in people's bodies.
What happened there, Esmeralda?
No idea.
What happened there? Dan?
I forget the context.
All right.
I'll have to look up. Brian emailed this one of Bill Leff.
We were eating out all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, man. All right.
Eric sent in this one of Steve Bertrand and Bill Leff.
Well, you two haven't been together in 6 weeks.
It's been a long time. It's been a very long time.
Oh, boy. Wow, okay.
Kathy heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
Do not rub rose lamp. Give 100.
What was that last part?
Lamp.
Oh, okay. Good, okay.
Lake Geneva Dan submitted this one of Mike Steven.
If you feel like doing it, you can do it.
Broham! Broham has not been on the show in a while.
No, he has not.
Wow. Good to hear, Broham. How you doing, Broham? How's your new little Broham? How close did you guys have your babies? They were pretty close,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I want to say theirs was maybe 4 to 6 months ahead of ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for the Brohams.
Yeah. Eric, is that what their welcome mat
says? That's the Broham. It's just the Broham. Sure, Jenny. Jenny's thrilled about
yeah,
that.
Sure
welcome to our home from Love the Brohams.
That's how they send the Christmas card. Eric, and it had Andy in it. Eric and JD in South Bend heard this exchange between Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis.
Have you seen the Crown Jewel?
I have.
Yeah, so have I.
That's good. I like that one. All right.
Aaron submitted this one of John Williams.
Let's see if I can do it with just a slightly longer screw and dig in deeper into the old holes.
That was almost a Lou Manfredini right there.
Lou was off Saturday, so that's the closest we're going to get.
Yeah, okay.
Another one of John from Brian.
Are we ready in there, Elif? I'll hit my button, you'll hit yours.
Boy, J-Dub's been heavily featured over the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another choice one coming up.
Uh-oh.
Rick and Kenosha emailed this exchange between Mary Vandeveld, Mary Sandberg Boyle, Dave Ennett, Andrea Darlis, and Steve Cochran.
Hole, do you get the butthole with this? Why do I have to get your hole on my side? You go live in your hole. It was a couple's activity because I cannot spin it myself.
I feel sort of...
small?
Yeah.
Dave's size doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
What? That was epic. That was Mary talking about her butthole thing?
The mattress. We'll find out later.
Okay.
Brian heard this.
Look at Esmeralda. You seem a little confused.
I don't. Oh, yeah.
It'll all become clear in a little bit. And also, you know, Mary's on her way in. You can just ask her face to face if you want. About her butthole. Yeah.
412.
You're just trying to get us ready for content for next week, right, yeah. Esmeralda? Is that what's happening?
I'm just trying to pat it up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay.
Brian heard this exchange between Dave Ennett, Andre Darlis, and Steve Cochran.
Come on.
What's your preference?
Visual.
Front and behind.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, that's good. Boy, the morning show providing some quality straight out of context. Wow.
Brian also submitted this one of Dave Ennett and Steve.
You have time for one more quick one?
That morning show, man, it's filthy.
Tim emailed this one of John Williams.
You'll find that when you pull it out, you don't find yourself instantly drawn in.
All right.
Tim in Oak Park sent in this one of Violetta Podramatic.
The man touches everything.
All right.
Another one from Tim in Oak Park of you.
Nobody can do Cindy except Cindy. What? What was I talking about?
Cindy Lauper.
Oh, yes. Lovely Cindy Lauper. Okay.
Another one of you from Bill.
I don't like a limp pickle. We were actually talking about pickles. Esmeralda, we were talking about actual pickles.
I don't remember.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the support, pal.
All right. All right. Jesse's responsible for the next several ones. First up, Patty Vasquez.
I haven't worked on wood for a long time.
All right.
And then this one of you.
It's really long, but I was never bored with it. Wow. Are they talking about Blade Runner?
Yep.
Okay.
Jesse also sent in this one of Judy Pilak.
So I'll take it, yes.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
And this one of Steve Cochran.
Big old package.
The morning show dominating today. Mm-hmm. Dominating. Okay.
And finally, Jesse brings us this one of you.
Because you got big sacks. That's it?
Is that you wanted more?
I don't know. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. We have to break here. We got weather. Thank you for your contributions. And then we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then get ready for Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests ready to go. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Viggity Viggity Vickity Viggity Viggity Vick, and Wiki Wiki Nikki. All coming up.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies. Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is our regular Friday features as they continue. And this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me at any time or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All righty then. So shall we begin?
We shall. We have three clips this week.
All right.
Our spies were Wild Bill, Josh in Minneapolis, Rick in Kenosha, and Brian. Patty Vasquez was talking about The Amazing Mrs. Maisel, which was created by the same person who created Gilmore Girls, a show you and Patty both love. Patty couldn't think of the creator's name and knew you'd be screaming at the radio.
So that's the same creator.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. So you, that kind of quickness, that sort of brassiness of your lead character has that, you know, this sort of life-changing event. Yes. Yeah. She's a, is it Sherman Palladino? Amy Sherman Palladino, I think is her name. Nick D's probably screaming somewhere because I can't think of it off the top of my head because I'm a big fan of the creator of that series as well.
Yeah, that's, you got it right, Patty. It's Amy Sherman Palladino and her husband, Daniel Palladino. And when they won the Golden Globe, Amy Sherman Palladino had a fabulous hat. Dan, did you see her fabulous hat?
I did not notice it.
She had a fabulous hat when she came up to accept because it won Best Comedy Series at the Golden Globies. And she had a fabulous hat. And for those people who are fans of Gilmore Girls, you should see The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel because it's great and it's in that same style. And for those of you who have never seen Bunheads, another show that the Palladinos created. That is a great show too. And I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. It was on ABC Family, which is now Freeform. So maybe if you check out Freeform online or whatever, but the show Bunheads was terrific and in that same wonderful style, as Gilmore Girls. So yeah. All right. Very cool. Yeah, she got it right. Patty, I wasn't screaming. You got it right. So yeah.
All right, earlier we heard an extended cut from several members of the Steve Cochran Morning Show.
Yeah.
They were talking about mattresses, and Mary Vandeveld knew where it was going.
The spinning of the mattresses, I hadn't thought about that, but that makes total sense. Could you put them toe-to-toe, like end-to-end, just make one long
one long
bed.
Mattress, I guess, like a tandem spot, parking spot.
You make it sound like an event, like the cherry blossoms or the coming of the cicadas.
Of the mattresses.
Like
the
and it's a fun, like with a king, we had, it was a couple's activity because I cannot spin it myself.
Now, let me just explain something to you. When you refer to couples activity, here's what men hear. I'm sorry, what are we doing?
Boy, this will be on the Nick DiGilio show.
Yeah, you're right. It was. Oh, man. All right.
Early, we heard from Dave Edit, Andrea Darlis, and Steve, who were talking about Steve's car and some of its features. Andrea knew where it was going.
What's your preference?
Visual.
Front and behind.
Okay. Hey, Nick.
Why are we writing Nick's show for him?
That's just in the car.
Thank you, guys. Very funny. Very, very funny. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Okay, so again, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies every Friday. Listen 24/7 whenever any of that stuff happens. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And my thanks to everybody who participated.